What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help us believe in ourselves and the world around us. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I definitely messed up the intro, but we're just going to roll with it. Here at the Positive Truth, how are you doing?
I'm hot, man. It's hot in this garage today, but I'm making it work.
You know what helps? Science is cool, the Positive Truth. We have so many science and technology stories. We have been putting it off for months. We have 12 stashed, so we had to do at least six of them today. Six science and technology is cool with the Positive Truth stories. Before we get to those, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews help us spread our message to positivity of positivity out to the world. Tim, what do you have for your first science is cool positive news story?
I have a man who is a teacher, a mathematician by the name of Bilal Ahmed, and he's from Sringar, Kashmir, and he had a goal to build a luxurious, sustainable vehicle that would be accessible to more than just the wealthy, and that's exactly what he just did. He created a solar-powered car after spending 11 years researching and developing it. The car looks exactly like the DeLorean from Back to the Future, if you guys have seen that movie. And it's all solar panels. The doors open up just like the DeLorean do. And when it opens up, the solar panels are on the door as well, too, so it can get as much light as possible. It's remote control. You can use it by driving it, or you can use a remote control. There's so many options to it that it's just amazing. Even when you use the brakes, JP, it powers the car even more by saving more energy. 10 out of 10 idea. This just shows you people all over the world care about the future, and they're trying to come up with their own ideas to do what they can to save our planet and to create a DeLorean using solar panels. It's beautiful. I know, obviously, I probably can't afford that car, but one day, hopefully, I can. Shout out to Bilal.
Built that car. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a mathematician. He built it from his hands, man. He did research and studying for 11 years.
That's what I'm saying. You can afford it. Can you build it? There are certain people that are just smarter than us. On my free time, I'm trying to learn some like coding and programming. This man's putting cars together with math.
I'll put together one of those little Jeep cars with the batteries I got to charge in my kitchen, man.
Whenever you were a kid, did you ever do the like wood thing where you like made the car and you raced it down?
At Cub Scouts, man. Heck yeah. It was amazing. Second grade, I think I took like fifth place. It was amazing.
So my first time doing it was first grade, Sunday school. I won. It was called the Croc. It was like a gator. Still remember nice. This. I don't remember the next couple of years, but one year we went for complete design. It was a pencil. It was last place, but it was the coolest. It didn't matter. And that's about all I could remember. When I was younger, if I lost, it was a problem. Kind of competitive. So I had to realize it was some luck. And whenever I realized it was luck, I remember just being like, we should go completely style. So if I can't win, we're going to be the best looking. So yeah, shout out to making cars on all levels.
Facts.
The ones that are solar paneled that can save the planet, and the small ones in Cub Scouts and Sunday school.
Hey.
Also, shout out to these scientists who have one of my favorite science is cool positive news stories. They've identified proteins in the blood which can warn people of cancer more than 7 years before it's diagnosed. Researchers found 618 proteins linked to 19 types of the disease, including bowel, prostate, and breast cancers. Some 107 of the proteins were found in a group whose blood was collected at least 7 years before the diagnosis. It is hoped that these findings could help efforts to stop cancer before it starts by being a crucial first step. Their goal is that we need preventative therapies. If you stop the cancer before it starts, you have won 100% of the time and no one will ever die of cancer. This is a wonderful idea. The two cancer research UK-funded studies were from the Oxford Population Health and Professor Ruth Travis, senior molecular epidemiologist, says to be able to prevent cancer, we need to understand the factors driving the earliest stage of development. These studies are important because they provide many clues about the causes and biology of multiple cancers, including the insights into what happens years before cancer is diagnosed. We now have the technology that we can look at the thousands of proteins and thousands of cancer cases, identify which proteins have roles in the development of specific cancers, and which might have effects that are common to multiple cancer types. That is our goal. We're going to make it happen here at Oxford University. I love this positive news story.
Man, there was a lot of science in that positive news story. But the fact that it's going to help so many people out there in the world, I'm all about it. And we're about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
What do you have for your next one, Tim?
My next one is pretty cool itself, JP. It's a little sciencey itself. I have a man by the name of Paul Edmonds. He's from California, and he is the fifth known person in the world confirmed to be in remission from both cancer and leukemia. This man is amazing. So Paul, who ended up getting this treatment, is in remission completely from leukemia and from HIV. He ended up getting blood cancer while he had HIV. So he went in to receive some treatment. And when he received this treatment, he got this rare genetic mutation stem cell injected into him. The stem cell came from a donor who had a rare mutation himself, which, summarize wise, prevents HIV from growing in your body. So they continued with these stem cells, and what ended up happening, Edmonds, who's 68 years old, went into remission. No longer has cancer, no longer has HIV, and time is going on a year later and still nothing. This is breakthrough research, and soon, hopefully, everybody will be able to have access to this, and we can help a lot of people out in this world. Not 5, not 10 years from now, but maybe even 3. We can actually have some type of cure for HIV.
Some type of cure right now. So one of the things I really enjoy is that sometimes in life, it feels like you're the first to everything bad. So recently with our company, it was like, we're the first shipping issue, blah, 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 blah. For them, though, that's way worse. Forget a shipping issue. You're the first person with a cellular issue that has not been seen before. And then you take two unique cases, try to solve both of them. And in that instance, you found a cure or a probable cure that can help everyone. So that little pain that you were experiencing on your own is now going to help save thousands of people. That's why I love that positive news story, Tim.
Thousands, if not millions, man. Yeah.
Millions. Before we get to our millions of science and technology is cool, positive news stories, really just free, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful the daughter just finished kindergarten, man. So I'm grateful for that. She loves school. She loves science. She loves PE. So I think it's amazing, man. Shout out to Layla.
Congratulations, Layla, class of 2024.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had to think about it. Of course, it's class of 2024. I am grateful for those rotisserie chickens that you can get at the grocery store, because my lazy self has just been getting the rotisserie chicken, leaving it out until it cools, peeling it apart, using it as meal prep instead of cooking. I don't care. I don't care. It's so easy. No,
that's a 10 out of 10 idea. We do that as well. That's how we chicken tacos and like flautas and stuff. I'm going to teach you how to make some flautas really easy. That being said, since you're already doing that, don't wait till it's cool. Shred it while it's hot or warm. It makes it so much easier to shred. While it's cool, it's a lot tougher, man. Huge hint. Edna's made me help her too many times. So I'm like, you're right. I should do this while it's warm.
Now, I appreciate that advice. I am sure it is well-founded, but you are forgetting two key things. One, I am a wimp. I do not like the heat on my fingers. Number two, I got the strong fingers. So there's no problem pulling it apart when it's cool. I'm just saying. I do not like touching it when it's hot.
Oh, that was funny. All right, touche. Touche. You win.
For real. Men are wimp when it comes to pain. Yeah.
You ain't lying. That's a fact. That is a fact.
So for my next science is cool positive news story, we're going to bring it back to the women with the scientists that have made a game-changing breakthrough in breast cancer research. They have discovered how to preserve breast cancer tissue outside the body for over a week. Why is this such a big deal? Because if they can preserve breast cancer tissue outside, they can maintain its structure and cell types, they can test a series of drugs in the same way as normal breast tissue. Not all drugs work for all women, so this new approach means they can determine which drugs work for which women by measuring the impact on their living tissue. Ultimately, it means women can take the most effective drug for their particular genetic makeup if they do end up getting breast cancer. Long term, I'm talking like 5 or 10 years, this could drop the deaths of breast cancer dramatically. Because now they have just a place to test for a week at a time, and they can just keep making these tissues. This is one of the biggest breakthroughs as far as breast cancer goes in years. I was shocked this wasn't on the news. We got to talk about it here on The Positive Truth.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. There's so many people in this world that I've met that has had breast cancer. That is huge news. I know if I tell one person that I know with it, they're going to be like, what? That's amazing. Where was it at 10 years ago type of thing? That's amazing, man. After that story.
It's coming 10 years from now. Better late than never.
World.
Just like me showing up late to family functions. Better late than never. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story of the day is about Dr. Scholier. Scholier, hopefully I said that name correctly. So he is an Australian doctor, and his first name is Richard. So I'm going to call him Dr. Richard for right now because I don't want to keep butchering his last name. But he announced that he remains cancer-free 1 year after undergoing this treatment that he designed himself. It's a world-first treatment. So what he decided to do, JP, he decided, I have some pre-surgery combinations of immunotherapy, and I'm going to document everything that I do since we've never done anything like this before. While he did this, JP, what ended up happening, he ended up being completely cured of his disease. My last story of the day is about an Australian doctor by the name of Richard Scholier. He has announced that he remains cancer-free 1 year after undergoing a pioneering treatment for glioblastoma. Glioblastoma is one of the most aggressive and deadly forms of brain cancer. He is a 57-year-old doctor, and he has a team. His team decided, you know what, we're going to do our best to do a treatment that I think is right for myself. So with his team's help, they did pre-surgery, a combination of pre-surgery immunotherapy, and they documented everything to find out what worked best for Richard. And what ended up happening was, a year later, he is cancer-free. He's doing amazing. He feels great. And because of this research and this treatment that they decided to do, they might be able to go out and save a lot more lives by giving people the medicine and the therapy that they need beforehand and that is designed straight for them. And that's most important. We all have a different body. We all have different, an endocannabinoid system is what my sister would say. So why not try something that works for yourself?
Okay, Tammy, with the vocabulary and the shout out on the Positive Truth Podcast. So I'm a big believer. We are going to see a cure for cancer before we're done recording this podcast. It's going to happen in our lifetime, Tim, I believe.
Absolutely.
Because if you just took all the science's cool positive news stories, you just combine them, it's just little small steps just working up to that inevitable cure that is coming in our lifetimes. We believe that's going to happen.
I 100% believe it. Since we started doing this in 2016, all we've been doing is upping our positive news stories. People are getting closer and closer. So take that, world. I truly believe it as well. I'm right there with you.
And starting in 2016, there was no cure for HIV. And now there's been 5 people cured. And we have new regimens in development that can put HIV into remission with once a week pills and semi-annual shots. It's going to be so cheap and so easy to do that anyone with HIV, instead of having to take a daily prescription, once a week pills, get a shot every 6 months, automatically in remission. You can live your normal life. Amazing breakthrough, impossible 8 years ago. No one thought this was possible. It just goes to show you how much progress we're making on the HIV and the cancer front.
If you're not paying attention, you would not know, JP. That's why we're here, to let the people know we're making progress. Forget all that negativity.
Do you have a positive quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, each day comes bearing gifts. It's your job to untie the ribbon. Quotes by Tim.
I do like my gifts. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.